This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I don't know what that was, but I'm sure. I'm Vicky Barcelota. And with me as always, I am sure about this one, is Sarah.
Are you sure? I'm a little nervous.
No, I got a lot of stuff on my mind. You'll find out in a sec.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
What's our contact info, Sarah?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So I did it.
What'd you do?
I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of TikTok. That's not the thing, but that is a thing I have been doing. I've been watching a lot of TikTok. And one of the things that gets quoted a lot, it's like, girl, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. I was just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. And then later, I did it.
Yeah. I actually think I've seen that. That is pretty funny.
That is in regards to the OnlyFans that I'm making.
Oh, yes. Wow. This was a first thought a few months ago, right?
Yes.
You said you were going to make one.
And so the process.
You were taking your sweet, sweet, sweet time.
Yeah. And then the process itself is a pain because you have to fill out a tax form. You have to send them like proof that you are who you are.
Oh, that's a pain, but it's probably smart.
It is smart.
Yeah.
Mean, you're going to get taxed on it and you're going to have to pay tax.
They want to make sure you're who you say you are so you don't steal an identity. And
exactly.
Then, yeah.
So because not only did I have to send them a picture of my ID, I needed to be holding the ID at the same time.
And then email someone?
Send them pictures, upload them, and so they can review them. It takes a few days. But I had this weird, what kind of content am I going to do? Because I am very... So for those who don't know, OnlyFans, typically, it's like a Patreon where you can go there. People have exclusive content for, you to purchase. So I've seen people, on Patreon, artists and stuff. Hey, I'm an artist. You can check out my stuff on my website or, Facebook or Instagram. But if you want to see exclusive stuff or comics or whatever, go to my Patreon and you can look at that. You pay a subscription fee or you pay whatever. And you can get that exclusive content.
Okay. But a lot of the times, OnlyFans...
Usually it's...
Or the start of OnlyFans was...
Something similar.
Sexy.
Yeah.
It's, things.
It's usually people, their private, new type accounts. I think I've seen musicians and, people who do, hey, you can listen to our exclusive music content here, too. And I'm pretty sure I saw a musician on OnlyFans, or I might be thinking Patreon. But I had heard a story, we talked about this months ago, of a friend of a friend who is... She's not locally famous or anything like that. She's in a group of people that, they do a lot of stuff. So, they have a big following.
Okay.
But she's not one of the people with the huge following. She's just in the group, right?
Got it.
I'm trying not to be too specific, so I'm not calling
you. You're not being specific at all. So I'm even lost and I was probably here for this story.
Right.
So.
So she decided to start an OnlyFans. She does not do any nude pictures, and I think she charges $5 a month. $5 or $10 a month, something like that. Because you can only do $4.99, $9.99, $25.99, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah, up to $49.99, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For joining your membership fee. And she had 60 people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that adds up. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Mama needs a new car. Mama needs a new everything. I can do my house projects. I can just have a really nice... nest egg,
yeah.
my nice chunk of savings and stuff, take care, just have that money. and not have to worry about things, right? On top of the world's unpredictable, you never know what's going to happen. You know,
exactly. So what is this? What did this girl post then? If there was no news,
no. But my thinking, because I couldn't see her pictures, because I didn't subscribe. But my understanding was it was probably just very saucy, kind of boudoir or lingerie saucy pictures. Like, you don't have to post like areolas and like your butt cheeks, but.
You can't see anything unless you subscribe.
Yeah, I think you can see like the person's profile picture and like their cover picture.
So there's not like profile thing. But. You know how Facebook, if you're an open profile, you can see everything without being friends with them.
I don't think there's an open profile.
Just the cover photo and your profile pic.
But you can do if you decide. Since I did my first post, that's where I'm getting
okay,
at. I did
all,
my
okay.
first post.
What? Round of applause.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
I did do a thing where I'm like, because I'm just starting. I don't know how often I should be posting. How often should I be doing new content? What kind of content are people wanting? Because I am not, and I say in my bio, I'm like, I'm not doing nude pictures, but they're still going to be fun and saucy.
Do you say that?
Yes, in the bio. Like, okay, because I don't want anybody to be like, I subscribe to this and you're not getting naked. It's like, okay, I said I wasn't going to, so.
Okay, yeah, so what does your bio say? And what's your profile and your cover photo? Are they saucy? Are they like?
I think they are.
Okay, so it's going to be like a. It's going to be like a sexy OnlyFans, just no full on nudity.
Exactly. Come on, load.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you like you were kind of thinking like maybe you'll, you know, do videos for people who want you to speak in Spanish or videos of, you know.
And so I'm like, I'm trying to see like what the audience
want.
Is, like what they want.
So you'll do anything but nudity.
Yeah, like, I mean. Like, I'll do feet pictures if you want to see pictures of my feet.
Will you put a banana in your mouth?
Sure. It's a banana. Okay, so it's not letting me show it bigger, so I'll just actually show you the picture. So this is my cover photo. This is a boudoir picture
Whoa,
I took years ago.
Y'all, I am shocked at this. This is quite the cover
photo.
This is
saucy.
This is some saucy ass, y'all. Wow. Okay.
It's me in a cute, cute undies, and I have my baseball bat that says kiss it. So
that
you can
is
just...
a little more raunchier than I thought. Wow, I'm getting hot in here.
Because, I mean, it's not nude, but like I said, it's saucy.
This is saucy. You guys, this is getting... This is getting spicy.
Which picture did I pick for this one? And then for my profile picture, I did.
Is it more of like your face?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, and it's like crazy because she's in a wig. So.
Yeah, because I realized I got really nervous. And I'm like, why am I nervous? Like, I'm not. I know what my limits are. I know what I want to do, what I'm comfortable with. But like, I started overthinking it. I'm like, well, should I do it in like wearing this or doing this or what should I look like? So,
dude, I'm nervous for it. Like the thought of like,
it's
for a second,
like anxiety,
but it's kind of like excited anxiety in
a
way.
I think it's also cause it's a very vulnerable thing. You're putting yourself out there for people to look at you and possibly critique and criticize.
Yeah. Possibly. So have you met the internet? Jesus.
Yes, exactly. But you have to pay to come and criticize. So I'm like, well, as long as you're paying, right?
That's a good point.
Right. But so I was like, I was having a hard time. Like, I wasn't liking my hair. So I was like, screw it. And I have a bunch of wigs that my old roommate left over from like when she would do different cosplays and stuff. So I was like, let me throw one on.
I mean, dude, right?
And it really helped kind of get into a character, kind of have fun and play around.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm a new, like, this isn't Vicky. This is, you know, and just like think of a different name. And this is like, oh, how would she pose? What would she wear?
And like, I spent like an hour doing my makeup because I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. So I'm like, this color, I guess. I don't know. I just... Because I like doing makeup. I just haven't done it in forever.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I just have so many questions.
All right. Well,
okay. So how'd you feel about posting your first post? How do you know if you have followers or how can someone follow you? Or like, I'm a noob when it comes to OnlyFans.
I've only, because somebody messaged me on Instagram recently. It's like, hey, asking for a friend, but have you done your OnlyFans yet? So I sent him the link finally today after a couple days. I'm like, okay, I have done it, but I didn't want to like give out the link until I posted content.
Yeah.
Because if you don't post content, I think like for like a month or something, then they'll cancel all the subscriptions because you're not providing content, right?
Okay, so you at least have to do it once a month.
Yes.
That's good. I feel like that's good for people who follow people.
Yes.
It makes them accountable to do something.
So I decided, I'm like, well, I don't know how high I should price. So I'm like, I'm just going to do $4.99. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I just
so
like,
it's only increments in five. You can't do like $6.99.
Let me see. No, that would be funny.
That would, well,
they should be able to do that.
Well, because I don't, I mean, I don't even know what like a normal amount to pay for, but I feel like you
like I know like Bella Thorne, who is that celebrity, she was doing like $50, but she wasn't getting nude.
Yeah,
she wasn't even getting nude. She was doing like lingerie and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's like Bella Thorne. But that's what that's where I'm gonna go. Like, I think you should be more than $4.99 a month because like you're freaking Vicky V. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I might just for like the first couple of I think maybe you can do. Let's see. Hold on. Let's do $69.99. Oh, I guess you can. I think there was a lot of controversy with the whole Bella Thorne because she had promised like a certain amount of like if you paid like a certain if you tipped a certain amount that you would get naked pictures, but she never sent naked pictures or posted naked pictures. So she lied. And so that unfortunately changed the cap to like $50 max or something. Or like, you could only tip like $100 max, like $50 for a subscription, $100 max, something like that. So I think that's a lot of stuff going on.
So people can tip
on.
You on top of their.
I think so. I also have like you can connect your Amazon account.
Oh, holler.
And like, I was like, that feels weird. But then like after doing it yesterday and like pulling up some corsets, like my old costumey stuff, I was like, I need more.
Yeah. And that's
more
like
outfits. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll put that on Amazon. So I started going through and like adding more stuff to my Amazon
and
list.
And that's like sexy things that people will want to buy you.
Yeah. And then I'm like, if you buy it, then like I can dress up in it.
I'll send you a private pic just for you.
But like, I mean, since I'm just getting started, I want to make sure that this is something I'm going to continue being comfortable with. So that's why I decided to do $4.99. But I also do like for like the next week, I decided to do like you can do bundles and subscription packages and stuff like and gifts. Like, so like you can give them a week free.
Okay.
So like, if you're a new user, you can say, hey, I just want you can I for the next 7 days of the time of this recording the podcast because I started it today. If you join, you get a week free.
But, okay.
Like, my goal is to try to post once a week, but I want to see how
it goes. Oh, yeah. I think that's, I mean, at least.
That's fair. Yeah.
At least. So do you get like a notification when someone's following you or does it say
I haven't got anybody following me yet. So I don't know because I've literally only told one person my
name. Is there like a following or a follower?
I'm sure I will get that. Like, yeah, there says like a fans and following. And you also get like a free month if you refer somebody.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was cool. I'm like, okay, sure.
And then can you follow people and then people can see who you follow? Or no, is it not like that?
I'm not really sure. I haven't tried that yet.
Okay, sorry. So see, I have so many questions because I'm such a noob.
Would this be something you would do?
Well, it's really funny. So because I've like totally thought about it and I tell my boyfriend all the time, I'm like, babe, like I am... It's kind of sad because I was going to say I am in my prime, which I probably am, which it's not that impressive. So it's sad that I'm saying that, but I really probably am. Like I haven't had kids yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like this is the time.
Especially if you're feeling it. Like or even if
we're going to take advantage of all of this, like, so I run it by him and I've like jokingly, like not jokingly, like said it, you know, but mm-hmm. Recently, I've been posting
like your boudoir pictures,
my boudoir or my saucy pictures that like I really didn't think was that crazy. Like I for my birthday, which was last month, I posted a picture of me holding a bottle of champagne and they are shorts. People don't think they're shorts, but they are booty shorts. Just like hiked up my butt a little bit, a lot of it. But
I mean, you see more in a swimsuit.
Yeah, I mean, you see way more in a swimsuit. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a sweater on and like I had stilettos on. But like to me, I was shocked at how much of a reaction it got, like good or bad.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Even my friends were like, oh, my God, like I'm so shocked you post that. But I'm here for it. I'm loving it. And I'm like, really? You're shocked I post? Like, I wasn't shocked. Like my boyfriend wasn't shocked. He took the picture. Like, you know what I mean? So right. I was surprised that it was such an outrage or whatever.
I know there's a lot of people asking for your OnlyFans when we talked about that yesterday.
Really?
Oh. We're like, when's Sarah getting her OnlyFans?
Thanks. But yeah, so I was like, dang, I mean, I don't know because I'm all about like making money and saving money. Mm-hmm. Like I would want to do this now and just make as much as I can, save it for. And then when I have kids and stuff like not. But I'm not really one to just like it's hard for me because I'm not one to like go out and like buy a bunch of stuff. And like I don't like quote need the money mm-hmm. necessarily
because you're not one to like. You don't have like shopping goals or like for me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to like in the near future buy a new car kind of a thing. Like you don't have something like pending, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just
Maybe you need to get that Peloton treadmill.
Right. But like, so it's, and then the other thing, which I want to ask you, because I think maybe this is part of like where your nerves come from, is do your parents know?
No, I don't talk about to
are
them
you gonna
about
tell
any
them?
Of this. No.
You're not afraid, like, at all? Like, someone will be like, oh, like, I saw your daughter on OnlyFans. Or...
Come on, you have to be a very bold guy, which, I mean, we know these people. They do.
Yeah.
But my dad's not on the radio. No, I feel like if it comes up, I'm going to have to talk to him about it. It's like, hey, I'm posting just extra content.
Because I feel like that's also a reason why you could be nervous, or for me, why, like... Obviously, I would tell my parents because I'm right. But I'd be like, yo, like, I just want to let you know, like, I'm making extra bank, almost showing my boobs. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like
for me, the nerves, I think more or less come from just body issues, being like insecure. And I've been insecure my entire life, had my issues that I've worked through. But with COVID and stuff and then like stress eating, like, you know, or some days you just feel bloated and you're like, wow, I'm really icky right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel great. So it's trying to, I feel like you have to be in the mindset that you look great because that's how you're going to feel great and that's what's going to translate in the pictures.
Totally.
So it's trying to get in that mindset that makes me most nervous. Or just because it's like, it's super hard on top of, you know, like, well, what if everyone hates me or they hate the pictures?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like you become a high schooler again. Like, everyone hates me and I'm ugly.
But it is the type of thing where, like you said before, like, people are paying for this, you know? Like, I put mine on just Instagram for the hell of it. And, like, I got haters. But, like, I'm like, well, you're following me. I don't know. Like, sorry, not sorry. Then don't, you know? Like, don't look. But those are the comments you remember more than the nice ones, I guess.
And so I realize we have not said what my name is on here.
Yeah.
So, officially.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be posting about this on social media or anything. So,
no? You have a lot of Instagram and Twitter followers.
Yes. I never post anything on Twitter, to be fair.
Yeah, but you should.
I hate Twitter. I really do.
Dude, just post one thing about it. Or are you gonna tell the main show? Or are you gonna
No, I'll tell the main show and everything. I just, you know, just to kind of keep it separate because I did pick a different name. It's not Vicky B or Barcelona or anything like that. I wanted to just pick a different name that was still kind of me, but like separate from the show. Just in case someday a boss sees something and they're not happy or something. I don't know. I know.
Well, for the record, I haven't been told not to post what I post.
Right, exactly. I don't know. I'm just playing it safe.
Yeah.
So if anybody messages me asking for it, I'll give them the name or the link.
Okay.
But I'm not going to like, hey, follow my OnlyFans. At least not yet. Maybe
if you get a little more comfortable.
A little more comfortable, put out more content.
But you're going to be okay if the guys ask about it on the main show and then you'll say your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And
you could just do an Instagram story about it.
I could. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, it'll go away in 24 hours.
So.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
It's more or less because, like, it's a silly name. I feel like it's a porn star name or a, like, not a burlesque dancer, but like a roller derby name.
That sounds perfect for
right.
you.
I know. So I guess that's why I'm a little.
Especially your content. It sounds like a mix between roller derby and porn star.
Well, I love what they call it alliteration. So something that like starts the first letter. So like Peter Parker, that's alliteration.
Oh, okay,
you know? So something that kind of matches. Or Sexy Sarah or something like that, right?
Oh, how did you know? I'd be Sweaty Sarah. Let's get real.
Saucy Sarah.
Saucy.
Wait, with extra.
So it's going to be Vicky.
It's Vicky Vicious.
Vicky Vicious. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do, my nickname, and a lot of people call me Victorious.
Victorious.
Exactly. And so, but I think I ran that by you. You're like, Vicky Victorious sounds kind of.
Victorious.
Almost like a crappy superhero name.
Oh. Wait, so why didn't you Vicious Vicky? Vicky Vicious. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. It's like your last name.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, that sounds like a porn star. Yeah, fine. But okay. I like the idea of having the letter V in there.
Yeah. It's like flows.
Yeah. And like I thought it flowed well. So it is Vicky Vicious. Like, and if you go to my front page.
I think you have it'll
say at Vicky Vicious. But it'll have like a V, like my name. You know how like on Twitter you have your at name and then you have like your name?
Yeah.
So like my like fancy display name, if you will, not my at name. It's just like the letter V with a bunch of like sparkles, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay.
I just did it with like the plus sign and some other stuff I learned in MySpace times.
Oh.
So it's just the letter V, basically.
How mysterious.
I know.
V.
And I mean, I probably will change it. I just left it like that when I first signed in because I'm like, I don't know what to put. So I just put that.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
So as of now, I only have 4 pictures.
And you They're can post saucy. Videos, right?
I think so.
You can post videos and then you can send personal things to people if you want, yes. if they pay more.
So yes, like I said, a free trial for the next 7 days. But Vicky Vicious.
I'm proud of you.
Fans. So feel free to message. I'm going to be... I probably should, what's the word? Not prerequisite. Give a little disclaimer. Like, I may or may not talk about what goes on here, but I promise I won't ever say any names. Like, on the podcast.
Oh.
So if you feel like, hey, I want to join, but I'm worried she might talk about me on the podcast, like, I may or may not. Like, if it's something, like, interesting, like, my experience is like, hey, what pictures have you taken? Oh, this person wanted pictures of my fee, you know, with a banana or whatever. I might talk about that, but I will never reveal anybody's name.
Got it. Okay.
So I just don't, that's... No, I don't feel like that's right, you know?
Yeah. Unless someone gets rude.
Unless
then I'm going to call you out.
And you are blocked. But I just know that it's a safe space, if you will.
It's a safe space, people.
What? But while I was all like dressed up with makeup and everything, I decided to do like, because I've been watching a lot of TikToks and it's stupid addicting.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who just watch them for hours and hours and hours.
I'm like, I don't know why I do this to myself.
Yeah.
But it kind of got me. It's interesting if we're going to get down this whole, let's be more vulnerable here. Like, I started watching all this content and realizing how creative these people are. Just even some, like, as like a 10-second funny skit or bit or whatever it is.
And it's impressive.
And I remember I used to do that a lot more. And I used to have like my brain firing, like, let's do this, let's do that, let me film this. I had all these ideas all the time. And I don't know if it's the pandemic, if it's age, if it's just burnout in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized, like, oh, this is the kind of stuff I used to do and I used to be really good at. Why can't I think of anything anymore? Oh. Is it because I'm overthinking it or is it just seem too exhausting? So that was one thing I was discussing with my
therapist.
You're
afraid you're going to get judged or like that.
Yeah,
kind
it's of a
thing
little
too.
Bit of that. And it's just like, what if I can't come up with anything good? Like, I have all these ideas in my head, but then executing them, it comes out looking stupid. So I decided, I'm like, you know, like, my therapist is like, okay, your job this week is to do like at least one creative thing. And so, and I had a few other homework assignments, but
like not necessarily like on TikTok or anything, but
like something creative, something where I can use my creative, like something that I've just haven't been doing lately. Like, what? So I decided, I'm like, I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to take all these pictures and play with Photoshop, like to make the lighting nice and stuff. Cause some pictures are a little dark.
You're like a pretty creative person. Like your house, like that's like a creative thing, like doing the granite or doing like painting, like. So it's like a different kind of creative.
Right.
Though.
I used to be really more into like creating, for lack of a better word, art.
Yeah.
Like videos and skits and stuff like that, like acting and stuff. But
so you're going to be like, what up, therapist? These are my pictures. Started an OnlyFans.
I had told her about the OnlyFans thing a while back. So I'll this will be something we talk about.
Here's my booty.
My booty does look nice.
Hey.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm already dressed up. So let me do like a lip sync video. So I did that. Like, and it's making me think more and like actually kind of get the creative juices flowing because like I don't really know how to use TikTok for like editing and creating, but like I know other apps. I'm like, okay, well, what is it that I want? What apps do I need to find? What do I need to, how do I edit this again? Because I was studying like video production and stuff like in high school.
Yeah.
And potentially like wanted to pursue that. So it's nice to kind of get all those skills back. So it's like, okay.
Good.
I'm like, okay, it's not hard. I think it's intimidating too.
Oh, it's so intimidating. I mean, I don't have a TikTok because it's so intimidating. Right, and like right as you open the app, it just starts
playing.
It just starts playing. And I'm like, and then it just goes one video to another video to like, I'm already overwhelmed.
So I did create a TikTok and it's different from my other social media pages as well. This one is a victorious one.
Oh, really?
But it's because like that one was harder to find a name.
Oh, because there's so many people.
So I did something my old boss, when I worked at a restaurant, used to call me. He'd go, Vic, Victorious. So that's my name, Vic, Victorious.
V-I-C, Victorious. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not spelling Victorious. Yes. Nice.
So I have that going. I'm, you know, I got 2 videos going. You know, we'll see.
Hey, you showed me the one where you made a big Moscow Mule.
Oh, that one was just funny.
Literally, I put like a half a bottle of whiskey in this Moscow Mule.
Oh, I made that video a while back and I never posted it because I was feeling really creative that day, and then the vulnerability and that like fear kind of hits you, the anxiety, and so.
No, I totally get that. I mean,
so I never posted it. So I'm like, okay, that'll be a good first post.
Well, and then like, I mean, you see some of the TikToks and you're like, you think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And obviously the person did too. But like, if you think about them making it, you're probably like, wow, that was like, probably them making it, they felt so stupid. Like, right. I feel like everyone probably has that. But then in reality, like, oh, but it got like how many views and how mm-hmm. many people commented and how many people mm-hmm. laughed at, like, it's worth it. But I get it. You just feel so stupid.
Like, I mean, and if you feel like you're too old to look at TikTok, like a lot of younger people are on there, but there's a lot of adult people, and based on what you like, so what videos you're liking, you're sharing, or whatever.
That's what will come up in your feed more.
So I have a lot of dominatrixes in mine. I have a lot of
half-naked men.
A lot of thirst traps. It's like, hot damn, a lot of nerdy.
Yeah, I think he was showing stuff. Me some videos, and it was just a bunch of dudes, like, shirts off. Like,
I'm like,
I was like, no wonder why you get lost in this for hours.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If I could blush, geez. I should tell you something. There's no nudity on TikTok or anything. They're pretty specific.
Sometimes
on what
you don't need nudity.
No, you do not. You do not. But some of these like people, like I follow a lot of women that are just hilarious and creative, and even guys too. Like they're just so silly and like the dumbest little videos. Like one guy just like he started doing this thing where he like goes up in his shirt, like he puts his knees in his shirt and he starts walking around like a
toddler.
He almost looks like a penguin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he does all these videos in different shirts. Like he pretended to be like Mike Wazowski in a green shirt, like, cause he was all around. And then he did, I think the Lorax. Oh God. He's just really creative, really funny. And it's just fun to see how many people have like gotten a lot of notoriety on TikTok to the point like they even have merch and stuff.
Oh yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's not so much that I'm trying to get like TikTok famous. I mean, like, it'd be kind of fun just to say, hey, children, I'm TikTok famous.
By
like,
the
oh,
way.
I don't want to be on the site anymore. Old people are on it.
Bye.
But it's fun to see the community and the creators and the content.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so I'm like trying to get out of my bubble a little bit.
Yeah, especially because like you're like kind of the quote unquote old lady.
Yeah. Like, it just like really hit me like a ton of bricks, which I don't mind. I like that part of me, but I know that's not the only part of me.
Yeah, and this area of stuff is like perfect for you. Like you're being social, but not really being social.
Right. And I mean, I'm being creative, and I can do everything from home.
Exactly. You don't have to leave your house at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, eventually, I'm going to be telling my stories on TikTok unfiltered.
Oh.
Because like I've told a lot of my stories, like dating stories and stuff, on the radio, but there's a lot of stories I can't talk about on the radio because of language or just it's just too.
It's too much.
It's too much. Even for this podcast, it's just too much. Like, I can't.
This is a little tease.
A little tease. So I'm trying to like, okay, I'll start. I'm debating, like, do I want to just be a storyteller or do I want to like act out like the stories just because some of them are so ridiculous?
Yeah. I feel like acting them out would be hilarious.
Oh,
harder probably for you, but.
Yeah, more time consuming for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like a nice motivation to do something with my brain besides cleaning and organizing.
Yeah. No, so. That's just so good. Follower. Wait, Vicky Vicious and Vic Victorious.
Yeah, Vic Victorious on TikTok and Vicky Vicious on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Oh,
like
let's get you some followers.
Like
that'll
I
pay you.
Said, there is no nudes on my OnlyFans. They are very saucy pictures. I showed Sarah.
My mind is blown. They are saucy.
Yeah, like my booty. I like my booty because it's tattooed.
Oh, yeah, it's super pretty. I mean.
Yeah, and then I did some like I had to cover the nipplage area.
I hate that word.
Oh, I think it's such a silly word. And I did like a
vampire-esque. Yeah, but you're very close in seeing the nipplage.
Like, in some of these, I kind of wanted to have that vibe of like, hey, girl's sexting you, kind of like, here's a picture.
Oh, what are
like
you
a
doing?
Mirror shot. Here's a mirror shot.
Yeah, you're texting someone at like midnight. Come over.
With my ring light in the back. I didn't notice that.
Don't worry about it.
It's fine. I use my ring light for makeup application, actually.
It looks good.
So it was a lot of fun. Like I said, your secret safe with me.
Follow her.
Follow me.
Pay her all the money.
Because mama needs a new car.
Mama needs a new everything.
Actually, I do need more outfits because I'm like, it was a lot of fun and pretty freeing, but I'm like, I need more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought about that, too. Like, if I was to do it, I was like, oh, man. It's a lot of work to mm-hmm. get ready. It's a lot mm-hmm. of work to look pretty. And so I was like, I would probably just, like, do my hair and makeup, or at least my makeup, but like change my like lipsticks and then change my outfits to make it look like a different day.
Right.
But then you have to think like, well, how does my hair look? Like, is it curly? Is it straight? Well, I'll put it up for one. I'll like, yeah. So it's, which is kind of fun to think about, but I'm like, I don't want to look this pretty every single day. So I'm going to take one day, do a bunch of shots and then post them throughout
the next couple of weeks. Yeah, that was kind of my plan too. But like it was pretty by the time I was done trying to figure out what I exactly kind of pictures I should be taking. Because like I'm worried that I'm just going to be taking the same types of pictures.
That's what I was thinking of that. Like, are you ever going to need like someone to help you take pictures?
I think eventually I'm going to go and get a boudoir shoot, but I'm waiting because money.
Hey, that should be on your like Amazon thing,
right? Give me money for a boudoir photo
shoot.
But I mean, I know I could do it. I just need somebody else. Like, I can set up the camera and everything. I really just need somebody else in the room to push the button.
Well, and also I can always push the button, but and also like you're just stuck in your room right now because you have so many roommates, aka your family.
Yes.
So it's not like you can like, because you could do such cute ones like in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Oh, on your like granite or cooking?
Yes.
Naked? Oh man, ish, see, I'm loving it. Yes. Okay, like half naked, yeah.
So yeah, I have a few ideas. I do like that kitchen idea. I mean, I could do that. They're not home all the time.
they come home early. Yeah. You're just in lingerie, like making like eggs or
pancakes.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Do booby pancakes
syrup on you.
Oh, I thought you were saying drink syrup. I'm like, this isn't freaking OnlyFans for super trooper fans.
Like, drip it down your body in slow motion.
And I mean,
damn,
I will potentially take a suggestion. So,
well, I'm giving you great ones.
No, I'm talking about people who are paying. Like, hey, what do you want to see? Like, and I can speak Spanish. I can read you something all sexy like.
Wow. You could
audio.
Yeah, film it. Film you reading them all sexy while I pour syrup down your body.
Do I have to pay you for that?
Yes, I'll take 50%, please.
Okay, I'll set up something to pour syrup on me. I'm good.
Yay!
Or it's like I can just give pancakes to my younger brother, and I always end up covered in it anyway. Somehow.
And just take a picture.
Sticky Vicky. Anyways.
Hey, that's a good name too.
Maybe not.
Ew.
I'm good. Like I said, Vicky Vicious. So don't tell my parents. Be cool.
Yeah, you kind of slid by that question, kind of not. But
no, I mean, like I'll have to, if it comes up, I'll have to explain it to them. Not in this graphic detail.
I think you'll eventually have to explain it to them, right? Because like, you're going to, like, get taxed on it, and, like, well, I mean, if you get, like, hella money, like, you know what I mean?
Like, well, like, how are they going to know? I have my own bank account. I pay my own taxes.
So you're never going to tell them?
Like, if I don't have to, why would I?
Because this is, like, I mean, it's crazy. That's why.
Yeah. I feel like it's my own thing.
I'd rather them hear it from me than just find out on their own.
This has been our relationship our entire life. Like,
oh man, I'm just waiting for your dad's friend to be on OnlyFans and find you.
Yeah, if they find me and they start telling my dad, I'm like, I'm blocking you, bro.
Come across your profile, like not like necessarily follow you, but like, oh snap, your daughter has an OnlyFans. Did you know?
Like, they don't know what that is, so. Hopefully people stay
now
cool.
Now Vicky's freaking out.
Well, no, it's just like, then it's like, well, you're on OnlyFans?
Well, yeah, like a lot of people have OnlyFans, like follow people, you know what
right.
I mean?
But I mean, if those guys are married or whatever, I'm like, do you want to admit that you're on OnlyFans?
Yeah, but we're going to agree to disagree on this one because I have a feeling my dad, his friends, they all, like a lot of them probably have like follow people on OnlyFans.
Right, but how many of those people would come up like and say, hey, I saw this person on OnlyFans, if they're married?
Dude,
and
so many of my dad's friends.
Your dad's friends are weird.
They're weird.
Actually, I do know your dad's friends.
And they're weird.
Yeah, they
are. They would totally do that. My dad's friend got a gift and it was of elves. The wrapping paper was of elves effing each other. Like bending over.
Was
like
it Sean?
Yes.
It was Sean.
Yeah. My dad's friends are weird. So they would for sure be like, did you know your daughter has an OnlyFans? Like,
okay, well, I'm going to put this out there for all the guys. Like, if you ran across your buddy's daughter on an OnlyFans, would you keep your mouth shut? Or would you tell the dad? Like, they're your buddy.
Oh, I would immediately tell anyone or that person for sure.
Well, because you don't lie and you don't like to hold anything
like
to
if
yourself.
Your dad had an OnlyFans,
I would not want to know.
Vicky, did you know?
Then I'd be like, then I should be charging them more for rent. Jeez, no. And if you want to see my dad nude.
Actually, probably a lot of people do. Your dad's kind of hot.
And with that, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.